You know, it sounds really weird that someone would come and say, tomorrow you're going to leave. Was there any feeling going around that, you know, they're going to come any day and, you know, we're going to...
No, they did it so sudden.
They just came. I mean, was there any paper passed around, flyers or something?
No, no papers or anything. Not that I know of, you know. Maybe they did and I didn't know.
Right.
But I don't think they passed any papers or anything. They just... gave out an order through the city, you know, and all the armies were going to leave.
Yeah.
Were you given any reason, anything? What were you told? Where were you going? You were just going to leave.
That's all. They just didn't want us in their country.
Yeah.
And I remember it was nighttime. It wasn't even daytime. They took us out.
Mm-hmm. Was it summer or winter?
No, it must have been summer, because we didn't have too much clothing on or anything.
Yeah.
By this time now, your father has left to America, hasn't he?
Yes, my father was out there.
How about your uncles at that time?
My mother took them with her.
So how many people went on the Oxo? In your group, I guess.
The whole town.
The whole
about 40,000 people.
But how about from your family?
From my family?
Yeah, how many were?
My grandmother.
Your mother's mother.
Yeah, her two daughters,
right.
And her youngest son. And my mother and my brother and me, and my two uncles.
What about the uncle's family? He was married. Well,
yeah.
And the family.
And his wife.
And his wife.
How about you?
No, they had no children.
No children.
How about your grandfather? The person who gave him.
He was dead. He was dead at that time.
Okay. So how many jackasses do you have?
Two.
Just
one
two.
For my grandmother's side and one for us.
Okay. Who gave these asses? I mean,
they bought it.
Oh, you bought them?
Yeah, they told them to get rid of everything, and I guess they gave them a couple of days that they were going to leave, and that was it.
How do you remember? I mean, did someone, a policeman?
Gendarme.
Yeah, they came to the houses. You got to leave at this certain time, and they made them get ready on the outskirts of town.
Was there any shoving or pushing?
Yes, they had soldiers, you know, shoving and pushing, come on.
So everyone got together in the center of the house? Oh, the outskirts.
The outskirts of the town, and they started.
Could you sell any of your belongings, anything?
They didn't want to buy it. They had it there. They knew that who was going to leave, who was going to... Yeah.
So they had it anyway.
When you come back, we'll give you back.
Yeah, that was the understanding, you know. Yeah.
That you're coming back.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Yeah.
They said this is something. There were some good tricks, you know. They said, "Oh, this must be something temporary, you know. You just you'll be back in a few months."
Yeah.
So it was three, four years before we all came back, you know,
right.
Little by little. They took her back into the country.
Do you remember the whole group, like at night, of this 40,000 about Armenians?
Yes.
How many? 40,000?
Close to 40,000.
The whole bunch of them?
Almost everybody.
Everybody the same day?
No, not the same day.
No, in your group,
I don't know just exactly how many. I know my grandmother's family and our family was in this group.
Was there any... I thought they first they gathered the men.
Yeah.
Oh, that was done before, you know, the older people.
You remember that?
Yeah.
Doing that?
Yeah. And your uncle wasn't taken? Sakis?
Yeah, the older brother was. That's right. Sakis was taken.
Sakis was taken?
Yeah.
But not
he was that. He wasn't in our group. Younger,
and Sakis' wife was in your group.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Did you hear anything from? How many days?
He went. They took him into the army, and then
They took who in the army?
Sarkis, his uncle. Oh.
And I understand he ran out of, deserted the army and went to Aleppo.
Uh-huh.
Oh, that's good.
And when
How
we
did you
came
hear
back,
that?
Well,
How did you hear about that? Oh, when he came back?
When we came back to Aleppo.
They met there.
You met him there.
From Luxor, we met him up there.
I see.
So till then, you had no idea what had happened?
No, no. And the other uncle died of, the younger one, died of starvation.
Starvation in Luxor.
Now, so from about the 40,000 Armenians, how many men were taken?
I don't know just exactly how many men or how many...
No, you can't ask that because... He knows his group. Even he doesn't know his group.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right. I don't even know my group.
Yeah.
All I know is we were in this group that was...
So, did you start walking? I mean...
Walk.
And
whatever little belongings you had.
Mm-hmm.
On the way, the villagers, Turkish villagers, were grabbing... They were grabbing young...
Or just
robbing.
They were robbing you.
Yeah.
You know, whatever food you took, they were robbing.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes they even took the whole jackass with the load on it and took it away.
Yeah.
And
did they kill anybody?
They were beating people up.
Oh, but
they,
okay.
They were not killing them.
The villagers?
The villagers. They were told to do this.
What about the gendarmes? They didn't...
They didn't bother. They didn't,
bother.
No.
How many were taking your group? How many gendarmes?
Not too many.
Uh-huh.
Not too many.
Maybe two or three.
Two, three, four maybe.
Yeah.
The most.
Did anyone try to, escape? Or
yes, there must have been some people that escaped.
Do you remember any guys getting shot? I mean, did the gendarmes kill
them? They were beating people up for slowing down.
Oh.
And he kept on walking.
Did you even walk at night?
Day and night, they made you walk. Sometimes, they'd stop for a little while. They'd tell you for half an hour or so,
Mm-hmm.
And you'd rest a little, keep on walking, till you get to the Syrian border. And
did you pass through Kilis?
Yes.
You passed through Kilis.
Do you remember anything along the way? What happened? Besides the robbing and eating? Was everyone close from your family? You didn't lose anyone on the way?
No, we didn't lose anybody except my youngest uncle. After 4 days, we had no food left.
Was it after Kilis or before Kilis?
No, I passed Kilis.
You passed Kilis.
Did you make it to the Syrian border with him?
No, he didn't get to the Syrian border. It was very slow walking,
He's young. How old was he, by the way?
My mother was carrying my younger brother.
Uh-huh.
And I was walking beside me. And sometimes she'd put me on the donkey.
Uh-huh.
And I think after 3 days, they stole the donkey.
Mm.
So all we had was whatever bundles we could carry on our backs,
Did you have any money with you?
Whatever money shit they had, they were hiding, they had to bribe people from not to beat them up and this like that, mm-hmm. to give them a gold piece or something like that. We had a few, not too much money.
I know, but you had some money.
We had some money.
Yeah.
But by the time we get to the Syrian border, probably took about 6 days to get there.
6 days.
Mm-hmm. So... No.
Was that the money that your father sent?
No, that was
Aleppo later.
Oh.
That was later.
Oh, later. Okay.
When we came back from Aksum.
I see.
We went to Aitab.
Where did you get that money? For example, the money that you had. The very little money that you had.
Whatever they kept.
She's an Armenian. You should know that the woman put away a few dollars.
She probably saved a few dollars.
She were.
Who, my mother? Yeah.
No. Did anybody work at home? I mean...
Yeah, my uncles.
Oh, they used to work?
Yeah, the both of them work.
Oh, the both of them work. Maybe they said so. Alright.
I'm surprised that, you were just really younger than your uncle Nexus, and he didn't survive, from starvation. He was quite old.
Was he sick already?
That's what I was saying.
I just can't understand that. Why he starved and we didn't starve.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Maybe he was sick.
Probably.
Yeah.
Either that or maybe his mother had a few pieces of bread and was feeding her children. You know, that makes logic too, rather than her brother-in-law.
Well, yeah, I don't know.